Good morning. Well, we're here to kick off the final week of trade for the ASX 200 in 2016-17 financial year. And so far, we've seen some very good returns on the market. We're seeing the best returns in 3 years. If we have a look at the ASX 200, up around 9%, the All Ordinary is up just over 8%. And the All Accumulation Index, which is where you look at share price growth as well as dividends being paid out to shareholders, up around 12.7% over the year. Now, if we have a look back to Friday, we did see the US markets closing mixed. We had the Dow down around 2 points. The Nasdaq, though, up by nearly 30 points by the end of trade, and that was after European markets were mostly weaker in the session. Now, what was going on Friday? We did get some home data out in the States, which was okay. We also had the results of the last bank stress test, which showed the majority of banks actually did pass, which meant that banks were reducing their losses in the early session, but still most banks finished slightly weaker. The technology stocks did well, with Apple and Google putting on a good showing. And we also saw a little bit of weakness coming into the retailers. Now, this was even with the good housing data. We saw those DIY retailers like Lowe's and also Home Depot continuing to lose ground. They have over the week. Still concerns future sales won't be as strong as what they've been in the past 2 quarters. If we have a look at gains in the market, well, a big turnaround coming through in the oil price. The oil price up around 1%, taking away some of those losses from earlier in the week and helping the likes of ExxonMobil. If we have a look at the gold price, we're currently holding at $1,257 US an ounce, with that oil price just back above $42 US a barrel. Looking at the Aussie market, well, we're set to kick off that final week of 2016-17 financial year with a 3-point gain at the start of trade, and the Australian dollar this morning holding around that 75.60 US cent mark.